few weeks ago, VPR ran a story about adult family care. It's a program for older Vermonters who need nursing home level care, only instead of nursing homes, these individuals move into the homes of other families. The program is funded by Medicaid. And the story was reported by Emily Corwin, who is with us now. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So you're actually here to correct an error in that story and to give us some more context while you're at it.
That's right. It's really important to me and to VPR that when we get something wrong, we are transparent about it and we make it right. And so I wanted to tell our listeners what I got wrong and why and set the record straight.
Okay, so let's get down to it. What did you get wrong in the story?
So let me just describe the story a little bit. It'd give you some context. Adult family care is a program that works a lot like foster care, only it's, you know, say an elderly patient who has dementia needs care. They qualify to go to a nursing home, and instead they get cared for by a Vermont family. So as I was reporting on this, I had requested public records of abuse and neglect, and as well as complaints and enforcement actions.
Within this system of adult foster care.
That's right. Specifically that. And in response, I got the forms that staff fill out when they get a complaint about a vulnerable adult's care. And parts of that form were redacted. And I thought I could still understand the substance of the form. So in the story, I wrote, this is a quote, "A review of records by VPR did not reveal recent instances of abuse or neglect in adult family care homes." And it turns out that statement is not accurate. It turns out the documents I had did include a few allegations of abuse or neglect. The problem is those allegations had been redacted.
Okay, well, so I can't quite picture a government official calling up to you and saying, hey, we actually have more abuse complaints than you reported. So how did you figure out that you got this part of the story wrong?
So some of the redactions that were in these documents, they didn't make sense to me. They seemed pretty extreme. And so even after I published the story, I kept pushing for more information. And honestly, it wasn't because I thought that they were obscuring anything. It was because I just thought the law was being applied unfairly. And eventually they did hand over more documents to me. And those documents revealed that underneath the redactions was information illustrating that the allegations I had received were classified as abuse or neglect.
Okay. And did they have a good reason for redacting that information?
So first of all, I mean, the law does say that if there's a gray area, the state should hand over the documents. But the truth is that the law is really broad when it comes to protecting information having to do with abuse or neglect of vulnerable adults. And so basically, the law says that anytime there's any information that's been created in the pursuit of an investigation into abuse or neglect, that is generally confidential. And so the broadness of that law makes it easy for the state to try to redact or withhold these documents.
And so you say now we know that there are a handful of at least allegations of abuse or neglect in adult family care homes. Were you able to figure out if any of those allegations were actually substantiated?
No. Like I said, they wouldn't show us any part of any of their investigation records. The commissioner of the Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living, Monica Hutt, she told me that the state does not even have a mechanism to count how many substantiated abuse or neglect incidents occur in each program without, like, manually reviewing every single incident in every single program. And when I asked her about that, she said she believed her agency had other ways of ensuring quality than quantifying these incidents. So she mentioned, for example, that they require background checks of providers and that would, be adequate.
Okay. Well, Emily, thanks for coming in here and explaining this mistake and some of the context around it. Will you be following up on this story?
Well, yes. The whole thing raises a lot more questions than it answers for me. So I'm trying to figure out more about what happens when things go wrong in adult care. And if I come up with anything, I will certainly be back here with you.
All right. Well, Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.
And listeners can find the original story that Emily reported at VPR.org.